Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is K0 ACP monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KBDJK Midland.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KCHKPT A1.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KCHKPT. I'll be clear listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA EDQ listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN. Connected to CMN Network.
FR listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEH LAX Mobile.
Afternoon, Dean. NAWRO here.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing today?
Well, a lot better because I finally did get our power back on about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So that was kind of good timing because, believe it or not, a little bit before that, the generator started acting up a little. So going to have to find some service for it, I guess.
Copy that. Yeah, it was definitely a interesting night last night. As I had mentioned in the chat, we got a lot of those calls and a lot more after I mentioned it.
So just hypothetically speaking, of course, no particular patient here, but don't they normally have backup tanks in addition to the generators? Or is that not necessarily the case? And then it does, I could see where it could become an emergency if they can't charge their generator.
Well, some of them were needing assistance to switch to the tanks for elderly. That they're not able to switch over the regulators on their own and stuff like that. So for stuff like that, we're just sending basic over to, you know, to assist. But yeah, it's there is no backup on the oxygen concentrators.
NAWRO, that makes sense. I didn't think about that. They normally don't use the tanks, they don't have the regulator attached, and, due to age-related, it's just, you just have to kind of go over there and help them out. And it could become, almost like, I hate to say, but like a panic situation. They do need it, so I get it now. That makes sense.
Yeah, copy that. And we had a couple that were using portable battery operated oxygen concentrators that you throw over your shoulder, and those batteries were starting to go dead last night. So it was an interesting experience, and it was interesting to think about being AFTSD and the potential problems that could occur. It was an eye opener, if you will. Back over to you, KE8LAX.
Yeah, earlier in the day yesterday, I had a little incident where I assisted the local PD and FD when at a rather large carport. It was canvas, but it was like really large with metal tubing and stuff, and it blew right into the roadway, right into Armada Ridge. And that wind was really whipping up, so we blocked traffic from east, one side to the other side, and then as soon as the FD showed up, then I took off. I wasn't needed anymore, but yeah, it was nice to assist, actually, for once, but I think I really would like something for the top of the vehicle for that, though. Some amber lights, maybe the green lights, too. I kind of like those, just for safety. It was daytime, but boy, if it was in the evening, you got issues then for visibility if you're closing a road down.
Yeah, copy that. I try to do the same and, assist in things when I can. A few months back, Chesterfield PD was assisting in a single officer was assisting in a stalled vehicle in the roadway,
and he blocked off the roadway, so I pulled up behind his cruiser, got out, and he was trying to push the vehicle by hand. So me and one other person jumped out and assisted the officer. So I try to help with stuff like that when I see it.
Oh, yeah, typically they greatly appreciate that. Trying to get something done like that, the more hands on deck is makes it a lot easier. And if they, you know, ever anything like what I did, it's just like you always ask, you know, hey, would you like some help? I can do this. I say, yeah, sure, thanks, you know, until the FBI gets here. Then. So don't do it unsolicited, but if they want it done, then that's great. I think that you might be heading into work right now.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm heading in at work today, tomorrow, and then I've got Monday, Tuesday off. I work Wednesday, Thursday, and then I've got my 4-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're interested, but we did postpone the official date of the hospital, and that was going to be the 28th. But Cliff and I were thinking about doing some, like, range testing, you know, at the particular hospitals, the one at 26 Mile and 94 there, I call that the newer one, Richmond Lennox, whatever we're calling it. And then he'll be at McLaren, and there's others. I have a list. I can get it to you. You know, I don't know what you're thinking on the weekend. Maybe you got stuff to do, but I don't. It's either going to be one Saturday or that Sunday. I don't know which. I don't know any times yet. But if you're interested, we could use another radio.
Copy that. What's the mode of operation? Are we simplex, UHF, VHF? What exactly are we doing?
NAWRO. I had to grab the list out, so I don't know if it's the right term, but I call it range testing. So I've got the five hospitals. Two are the little mini hospitals, I guess. So like the one there, 9426 Mile, Corwell, that's one. And then, you would know the codes, right? So there's MMH, HFW, 12 in Hoover, HFM. So that's the 19-mile one, you know, just south of the MISD. So we could have, you know, just units there, and then all modes, you know, like let's just see, can we connect by VHF right now, you know, 7.2, what we're on, can we do that? And then, you know, FBI, and then simplex, VHF, UHF, and for those who have it, DMR simplex, we could try that.
Okay, 4ZYQ.
Copy that. I'm gonna step in real quick and grab a drink. KU4ZYQ, go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate coming into the conversation. Just ask a question briefly. KU4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. If this hospital net exercise, if that's just going to be for the hospitals or for other ham radio operators, because I personally like to practice with whoever, whenever, especially coming spring and summer, with my system on backup battery power, and I'd be a home unit that could communicate or transfer or relay information in the event of emergency, let alone a hospital net type of communications. KE4ZYQ.
NAWRO Richmond. Oh, yeah, sure, Joe. This, what we're doing right now, would just be the initial thing, just to see if we can connect from hospital to hospital. But once the hospital nets do start, oh, sure, you're able to check in just like our, you know, our normal Thursday net. So, we'll announce it. We'll make you a part of it. It's just we got too many irons in the fire right now to get it started prior to the spring set. And then the other thing is we got Skywarn coming up right now. So there's our one guy, John, he's going to be busy doing Skywarn and then getting stuff set for May 2nd. So then it'll be after, I think it'll be after May 2nd. And then we have to see how, you know, what it's going to be like. It might just be a version of checking in to the hospitals, like you're talking about, you know, from the field, if you will, whether it be base or mobile, and just checking into the hospitals. There will be no question of the week or anything like that. It'll just be, you know, seeing if we can get the contacts. Leave a little spot there for Dean if he's back, and then go ahead, Joe.
Yep, KE4CYQ. Yeah, I just hope we, you know, I know they do the hospital sometimes separate with hospital to hospital or mobile or whatever, and that's great. I mean, anyway, be a help to any group or situation, because like a lot of people know, if the whole grid went down and the hospital had their backup and their radios and individuals have their backups and their radios, it's just a matter of possibly practicing a relays or just basic communications and check-ins, and you know what I'm saying. So just any time there's an opportunity for an individual that isn't necessarily at a hospital, but an individual to be able to practice one time or another, it's always good to do before it's really needed. You know what I'm saying. But, yeah, it sounds good. Glad you guys are doing what you're doing there, by the way. KE4ZYQ.
LAX returning.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, so I should be available for, you know, range mode testing on the weekend. Depending on time, of course. If it's too early, maybe not. If it's mid late afternoon, I can attend, or bright and early first thing a.m., which I doubt would be happening. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, this is nothing formal. It's just kind of me and Cliff trying to get together and just making sure we can reach from these. Now that they're identified, the five hospitals are identified, now we got some time to, you know, just to see, can we, you know, even with the repeaters, can we, I'm sure we can, but for now we don't have access inside the radio rooms, so we'll be doing it from our mobiles, and Cliff would be, McLaren is good, because you got the top of the deck, the parking deck, so that'll be a nice spot, but nevertheless, reason repeaters, it should be fine. I think where we're going to find limitations is, of course, like always, is with Simplex. But, over to you, Joe, if you're still there.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me jump in with a quick question or so or idea. But you guys go back to it. Thanks for letting me jump in there, and have a great day and great outcome of your exercise whenever and if ever you have it. KE4ZYQ.
7-3's Joe, always good to hear from you. Simplex will probably be tricky. When this is all set up and official, and we've actually got an antenna on top of some of these buildings, we should be capable of doing that just from the height of the building. But I'm pretty sure through the repeaters, we should be okay. I've personally tested, 7.2 at Warren. There's absolutely no way that MMH would not be able to. I don't see how you can see the antenna right from their parking lot almost. Richmond Lennox, we know that I'm capable of that one. I'm totally down for a test. Plus, it'll get me outdoors for the weekend. So, I just got to work, so I'm gonna get prepped here. But I will be awaiting your final. This is KE8LAX. Thanks for the QSL. Back over to you.
Copy your last, Dean. Have a good shift. This is NAWRO. I will be clear as well. Joe, you have a good one, too. Stay safe out there, guys.
Yep, ditto to both of you. Thanks. KU4ZYQ, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey there, BPL.
Connected to CMN Network.
Is there a big deal clear up?
You're connected to CMN Network.
WGTX Mobile. Yeah, give me a tip. If you're in this one tight, man. Nice and loud. Okay, good. Yeah, you know, I'm up in bed right now. Okay, I can hear you. I can hear that other repeater pretty well. And obviously I could hear you, but it just wasn't here. I didn't have enough oomph in here. Yeah, okay, let's... That's a good trip, though, from where you're at. That's in the southern part of the downtown area there. But, yeah, okay. Cool beans. Yeah, I wanted to give it a shot and see if I could get in that other one, but oh well. Can't win them all. All right. I'll dial up our other freaks here when I get closer to home. WGTX. Okay, is that the only... frequency for railroad there to listen to, or is there another one? That's the one for our area. Have you heard anything on it? No, I was programming in the scanner there, so you can listen to that, and I programmed a couple more. Because the spring's coming, I programmed some more Coast Guard stuff. Yeah, there is another one. I'm trying to remember. It's pretty active. It's the tunnel in Detroit. You can hear it pretty well up in our area. It's the railroad tunnel traffic going by the, it goes by the Michigan Central Station. I can't remember. It's 415. It's one... I'll have to tell you when I get home. I can't remember it off the top of my head which one it is exactly. So I'll give it to you when I get home. That's pretty active, and it comes up in our area pretty good. They get some pretty good traffic on there, and they talk about the tunnel. And that one is, you'll even hear them joke around on there occasionally. It's like, going to the U.S., and there's somebody say, good luck. Yeah, okay. Well, they're working, you know, so just keeping the humor, humor going. All right, I don't know if I want to listen to that or not, but that one is for us for right here, so I certainly want that one, so I'll put that one in for sure. Yeah, that one I gave you is for the line, right, that runs up and down along the Grove Spec there, going in Mount Clemens and that, yeah. Yeah, you'll hear the detectors on there. You'll also hear Royal Oak. That's the active one that's the active freak for Royal Oak also, so you'll sometimes hear them. Yeah, you'll hear Amtrak reporting in to whoever, because Amtrak runs that line. But, yeah. All right, man, I'll catch you in a little while. WGTX. All right, move it to the end of the row. Shake it a little while. Give it to you, sir.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.